Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Michael TiVo, Mike Jefferson. This is the TiVo Mike Show, the podcast for TV fanatics who love Jesus. Today, Annalise and Emmett defend a wealthy CEO accused of killing his business partner. The governor goes after Annalise. Bonnie struggles to accept her budding romance. Asher tries to outmaneuver his old mentor. And when a masked pizza delivery man assaults a seemingly random couple in their home, SVU must unravel a complicated revenge plot before anyone else is victimized. Mike and I discuss ABC's How to Get Away with Murder and NBC's Law & Order SVU. Dun dun. It's Thursday, October 18th, 2018.
Talking about TV just to reveal JC, yeah. TiVo Mike.
Hi, guys. Annalise and Em defend a wealthy CEO accused of killing his old business partner. I love this plot.
The plot wasn't fake, right?
Right.
So, like, I kept looking for, because ABC has this wonderful way of being cheesy.
Thank you. Yes, they
do. Especially when it comes to murder.
See, he's so nice with the cheesy. I say to jump the shark. They're good at that. But they didn't hear.
Yeah, they did. They kept it, like, very well written, very well played out.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. I'm so focused on this baby and Bonnie and the blood that I really had to pay attention to the episode because I was like, I don't want to miss anything. But I'm like,
yes.
Why did she kill him? So I'm like,
I'm telling you. And what I loved about the plot with the businessman is that it was the source of my greatest message that I got from the episode.
All right.
Because remember the end, again, if you guys don't watch these shows, we're not giving you a full recap. We just jump right into what we liked and what we saw and all this. Was when at the end he is found innocent or guilty.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, and Annalise says to him, well, this wouldn't have been the result if you would have just allowed us to say what we needed to say because we know it's your wife. And he goes, listen, I love her and she loves me. And at first I was getting ready to be like, oh, here we go again with this love thing because
I had just
seen the little girl.
Yes. But this
but then I remember.
Perfect.
Yes. Because it was so flipping good. Here's how good it is. I took a note.
Yes.
1 Peter chapter 4. Verse 8, and it says this cool thing that will change your life. It'll make you read more scriptures. So when you're listening to episodes, they scream out at you.
Let's see. All right. In regard to these, they think it's strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead. They may be judged according to men in flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But at the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious, watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins.
Wow. That's it.
That's perfect.
Because it's the love from people, not from God.
Yes.
The love of each other. Isn't that what he did? He covered up her sin.
He said, listen.
Because she loved me, and I love her.
He goes, when you love somebody, you give up your all for them.
Yes. And
so
he goes,
if this is what I
got to
do, then.
Right.
And I was like,
I'm giving my all. And that was him putting his money where his mouth is.
Crazy. Oh,
I'm
man.
I'm telling you. And it
that's
screamed
so
at me. I'm watching that scene. I was like, it hit me in the gut, and it was like it
reading
was being encouraged
it, I
and empowerment.
His response to Annalise.
Yes, and he was trying to get
when
them to get
to
that.
Shout the love, and he
right because
like,
they're so used to self-preservation.
Yes,
and remember, love doesn't seek its own interest.
That's right.
Love doesn't. People might. I look at my own self-interest. That's why I'm gonna be careful who I give my love to, because if I'm turning over self-interest to you,
you've
got to be more than a whore sister who can look good with makeup.
Yes.
And I want to make sure that before we kiss, I want to make sure that you are a virgin. Hopefully, bless God, because I don't want knowing that other men's penises were in your mouth. That ain't right. Not kissing
right.
their penises. This is
right.
ridiculous. That, but that's the that idea. That's why you give your love to God and you give your love to one woman.
It's crazy because, like I said, like I'm I can't not predict. Right. So I'm gonna just
He's like Raven. I gotta get out of my blood. Happens.
Oliver is not who Bonnie killed, so stop thinking that. That's just the ploy they give because they need to take it off your distraction.
Right.
But the scene, which made me laugh, so the scene I loved from How to Get Away with Murder, was that OJ is still OJ. Because I love that they're like, oh, we're going to OJ this bad boy.
Right.
And then they get in the thing, and this stupid fool says, if it does not fit, you must quit.
I was like, why?
Really? That's what got you the guilty verdict.
Yes.
Because they know they made the mistake with OJ.
Right.
You stupid fool.
You stupid fool. Right. If they would have just left it at that.
If he would have never said that, I think he would have got the innocent.
Right. Because they were all shocked.
Thing. Yeah.
They were like,
and then he did that.
Prosecutor.
And I'm like,
really? Yeah.
You stupid fool. And it only worked for the black man.
Thank you. It only worked one time. It only works when you nearly sever your ex-wife's head.
Yeah. Oh,
that's the only time
it
that works.
So crazy.
But that's how the show goes.
Yeah, it was perfect.
And of course, now the governor goes after Annalise. So everybody that's associated with her is now on notice.
Yes.
Come on now. These after everything about her. Like, none of the cases will be assigned. All of it.
What I did love, too, I love Asher. I love where Asher's going. I love that he's realizing he has to do this himself.
Yes. His own thing.
So I like that he's coming up with these ways, and I love that he's coming up, she automatically went and think Bonnie was the one who did
but
it.
But I don't like that he's trying to outmaneuver them toward her. Like, you know, don't pull another Bonnie where immediately you're hurt that you lash out. Why don't you work for another defense firm and prove your chops? You don't have to go immediately just because you leave her. Now your whole identity is hating her because now we got to see his redemption
and his turnaround. The great thing is,
and eventually he'll be in Annalise again.
But that's the great thing about it. The reality is he doesn't hate her.
Yes, he does.
No. All he's doing is self-preservation. He's just trying to make himself better.
But he could do that by going to another defense
firm. He could. And even Bonnie said that.
Right.
But we know Asher's too lazy for that extra stuff.
Yes,
he can do this
because he's a
millennial. He can do this because it's easy.
Ridiculous.
All he's doing is pointing in the direction. He's not giving him no answers. He's just pointing in the direction.
That's why I
know he's playing. It's going to be like, give it time. We still have the fall, the winter break. They're going to come back. So there's some storyline he's playing.
Maybe he's the dead one.
To get there.
That'll be good.
I don't see it being Asher yet because he doesn't have enough play to hold any weight.
Well, who would have had the baby?
Frank.
It would have been somebody. No, Frank's not dead.
I don't think Frank is dead.
So
I do think Frank is hurt.
Because he was one telling her. Remember, he's at the party. And he's telling her. So
awesome.
It's got to be someone close enough that would hold her baby.
I like how they try to paint the picture like it's Oliver.
Right. Who tells you that?
The episode. Because when they call the bird.
Oh, no, that would be too obvious.
I was like, because
they always show it at that point. You know, they would have been like, we're ready to reveal it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, who's close? Who are we not? Who's missing?
Everyone's there so far. Except for Oliver and Annalise. No, Annalise is there.
There's someone else we're missing. Tegan. It could be Tegan.
But they killed
her sister. Tegan wouldn't have been with the baby, though.
Yeah.
See, it's all about that baby. Who's with the baby?
That's what we find out.
That she grabbed the baby from. It would have been close. Someone watching the baby. Who would be watching the baby? Oh, would it be the girl that Frank was schlooping?
No.
Okay.
She's not important enough to do a whole why we kill her.
Would
it
be the half black white kid?
It could be Bonnie's
son.
Oh, that would be a nice twist because she killed her son not knowing.
Because
she doesn't know it's her son yet.
That's right, because she thinks her son died.
Oh, that could be dirty. Or
because they could have, because this is 2 months later, so it could be at that point the black, because right now he's not with them.
Yeah. Well,
maybe he becomes.
Remember this week's episode, he was at the last
No, I mean, like part of their team and loves them and all that.
I mean, like,
maybe in two months he will grow to that and he's watching the kid.
Maybe.
Who else will? I think it's the girl that Frank's stupid.
No. That would only make sense if she had a bigger part.
But maybe in the 2 months, she will. You know what I'm saying? That could be the thing.
Maybe include her more. Yeah.
Yeah, child. Well, we'll talk more when we come back.
I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all of my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness, and I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. I will give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And whatever you do, whether it be in word or deed, do it all in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through him. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his love endures forever. Let us give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. We are everywhere. Fine podcasts are found on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and now we're on Spotify.
That's right.
We're also on Radio Public. If you want, download the app. It's free.
Free.
Did I mention it's free? Which means it costs $0.00, or if you're in Europe, £0. Okay, so here's the thing that's really bugging us about the death. It's gotta be Bonnie's boyfriend or Asher. But here's what I want to know about the boyfriend. This is another part that got me that I didn't think was going to get to me so well. And we're going to read it in a moment. It's Isaiah 61:7. But when Bonnie, because right now we know what's going on. She's playing him and he's playing her, because I think he really knows all the stuff and everything, and he's playing her. And they'll find that out, and maybe that's why they kill him. But in the meantime, part of her, because you are playing someone, quote unquote, undercover, which is technically what she's doing, there's still the real part of you that's connecting, because you have to give enough truth so that it's believable in the lie.
Yeah.
And I think one of the lines made me almost cry. Almost. It's How to Get with Murder, so I don't cry at the show, because that show was too brutal. But I almost cried because I connected when she said, if you knew me, you wouldn't love me.
Oh.
And she has this whole thing that she's repelling because she can't know. That's why she overreacted when he approached her about not saying her past, how she was connected to Asher. And she goes, trust me, there is more than that in my past.
Yeah.
And she's done all these other crazy things that, you know, plus she feels dirty from the father abuse and all that stuff, even though she shouldn't, because Olivia would tell her, don't you dare feel guilty. It's a speech she gives every episode. We'll talk about that in a minute. There's too much tonight. So when she said, I just know too much, and if you knew about me, you wouldn't love me. So with that in mind, now let's read, because she has a lot of shame.
Yes.
About her past, Isaiah 61:7.
Instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion, and instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours.
And she can't believe that.
Yes, she can't.
She's not at that accepting part. And how many of us think there's too much shame to be loved? That's why we're mean and we're cranky. We're old farts who are 92 years old saying, kids, get off my lawn. Please, let them be on your lawn. Your lawn ain't you. Okay, so that was the episode. We got to find out who's dead and all that.
Yes.
But now there's SVU.
Let me just tell you.
How good was this episode last week?
When I saw the clip, I thought, there's nothing you can do with this storyline.
Right.
Really? This is the storyline? First off, I don't care what headlines this is pulled from. What is this, like a Wisconsin report? what newspaper or what city did this happen in? People
first
with
of
Chads
all,
and Stacey's.
If I see anybody with a helmet on them and there's no bicycle around, I'm running. Fast. Especially if there's white people around me that might be named Chad or Stacy.
Oh, my God.
Now, you knew that took me a while, right? You know I had to watch that scene twice. I'm like, wait a minute. What's the explanation going on? There's the dark web and Chads or Stacy. Like, it took me a second to go, oh, those are types of men, like Johns and prostitutes.
And they always said Chads were like the upper crest, and everyone loves them, right. Everyone likes them, and they get everything.
And the Stacys.
And the Stacys are the gorgeous women. And
first of all, who is this people? We're going to revolt. We're coming for what's ours. I'm like, who are you?
I will say.
Are these Hillary supporters? Like, who's coming? What after coming after what's owed to them? Who sounds like that? Mrs. Clinton. I'm coming for what's mine, baby.
I will say.
Sorry, not political. We're trying to be apolitical.
I will say, I love how these fools were so blinded in their hatred that they tied it to the Constitution.
Thank you. Like the Constitution says, what about grabbing what?
Yeah.
Grabbing what's yours?
Being happy.
First of all, did you catch that? He goes, yeah, because it's about life, liberty, and happiness. I go, that's not what it says. It says life, liberty, and the ability to pursue happiness. Not to grab happiness. And definitely don't grab it by the kitty cat. Yeah. You pursue happiness, and if happiness says okay, then you okay.
Exactly.
If you don't, it's called me too.
Yeah.
And guess what? Time's up, sucker.
Yeah. Oh,
see what I did
my
there?
God.
See what I did there?
Got them all in
tie
like
all
that.
Together. So I love the end when they finally get bring the lady to them. First of all, can I just
no,
say?
No.
Can
before
I
we
say
even get
this?
To the end.
Oh, okay.
Can we say, can we please talk about all these 30-something-year-olds living at home?
Oh, thank you.
You bum-ass niggas.
Right.
Like, y'all ain't even black.
Thank you.
Your family got money.
He's like, you're not even black.
Because at least when like me in a black household, if I lived at home until I was 30, I said I'm taking care of the household.
Right.
I'm helping make sure we can keep the
you're
house
maintaining
and the family.
It. Yes.
Yeah, something.
Everyone's
your
working.
Your family all got money.
And
y'all mad because people said no to you?
Just get your own home.
They said no to you. There's plenty of women in the world.
And there's plenty of time to work on yourself.
Yes.
Work on your confidence, your self-esteem. Read the Constitution correctly. There's lots of good stuff you could
do. These fools. I was like, hold up. And then when that dude came out and the mom was like, he wouldn't do that.
Right.
He's here. What is he? What? And then he comes out and I'm like,
nope.
Really?
First of all, I love how they gave Finn no lines on this. They're like, he would have too many jokes.
They can't.
Finn, all he did was come out the room and say, we have another Chad. And she goes, we have another
Stacy.
He's
been so real
That's
lately.
All he's got to say.
Well, because he's been so real lately.
Yes.
That they have to, like,
thank
be
you.
Careful.
They have to reel him back. Yeah. They don't want too real. Because then they'll have a Roseanne tweet moment.
I do love that we finally got his title.
What's that?
When he approached the scene. He said, I'm Sergeant Tutuola.
Yeah.
I'm like, thank you, Dick Wolf. You guys gave him the promotion how long ago?
But I love that you catch on to that. I still don't know what he is. But, okay, he's Sergeant. Wonderful. Whatever. As long as the check clears,
I did like
fine.
Him and Carisi in the interrogation room when they were
that
trying
was
to relate.
Clever, yeah.
Carisi, now, think about how Carisi approached it.
Right.
And think about how stable it would get on that level.
Yeah, he'd be quick.
Remember I told you he had those moments? He came in and he was like, I bet you it's because that bitch get all the bitches get the daytime hours.
Right.
And the dude was like,
what?
You're right. I'm like,
and then Stabler would have, you know, throw him against the wall.
Yeah, Stabler went to the next level.
Yes.
But I like how Creasy, he said he has those moments of like.
Creasy has Stabler-esque-ness. But I have to jump to the end because we're running out of time. But
we got one more second.
Yeah, but the episode was so good because of that clip.
You just want that. I will tell you.
It's almost like SVU is not supposed to make me cry. It's not supposed to.
What I will tell you
even
is.
Even though the show's every episode is always about a rape or a murder, right?
I want to tell you, though.
Faceless
before
victims.
You release it, right? because here's the issue, right? The whole time watching. And I'm trying to understand this Chad Stacy thing, right?
Who cares?
I've been the ugly duckling. I know what it's all about. You can't tell me life was so bad.
Right.
Y'all got money.
Thank you.
I was poor and ugly. I'm not just ugly. I was poor and ugly. But what I loved and what they did was they gave you all this buildup, right?
Yes.
They gave you all this backstory.
Right.
And I love how
everybody.
These other two dudes literally were just doing it because this whole Chad and Stacy phenomenon they built for themselves.
Right.
But this one dude who was like, I'll just join that group of losers.
Right.
And I'll use their cause for my cause.
Exactly. That's how it always is.
But I love how he did. He was like, I'll do this for you and you do this for me. This way we never get tied.
Right.
To our
it would have been good, but he needed her to know. And we'll be right back. I hope you listen to the Tivo Mike Show on Radio Public. How many times I gotta say it? All week if I have to.
That's right.
Download the app. Did I say it's free?
It's free.
I know that we can be blamed.
A twisted crown of thorns, too small in size, was pressed into his brow and blood flowed in his eyes, blinding him to all but the prize. This is humility personified, the blood of God not realized. His back lashed open both deep and wide with whips made up of sin and pride. And though men love things that are deified, not a God who's crucified, but that's my God, he comes to die.
Welcome back to the final, yes, segment of this episode, because I got to say what I got to say.
First time
of
ever.
The Timo Mike Show.
The Timo Mike is happy for the final segment.
Ever. Ever. It's so flippin' good. And I never really get that excited about SVU. Like, SVU is a good show. I like it. It's good what it is.
Yes.
Because the cases never mean nothing to me. Ever in my life. The whole 20 seasons. I don't remember one case. If you try to ask me about a case, I don't remember the cases where I don't care. Except the one where they try to sue her because she actually killed the guy who needed to get killed.
Yeah.
But anyway, so because she don't know how to do nothing as a cop, which is good lesson, by the way, black people, that the cops don't know how to get away with murder. So that's a good
that's
thing.
True.
So here you have the scene of this buildup. Everybody's miffed. The girl didn't like the guy. The girl didn't like this guy. So they rape each other's girl. So it's a beautiful thing. Now Olivia, I love Olivia. She was worth her $500,000 in this episode. When she says, wait a minute, everybody is doing girls that they don't have nothing to do with. This dude was with the girl he knew. And then what's the pregnant girl's name?
Rollins.
Rollins says, hey, that mean he, and then Olivia goes, he wants her to know it was him. I was like, what's that flip that mean? So at first I thought they were going to find more evidence. And then when she walked in the room, I was like, oh, it's a good snap. And first of all, these episodes are always corny. They never have these episodes. This episode is an episode that will be in Criminal Intent, where they always play the bad guy and make him snap by doing a trick.
Yeah.
So SVU don't normally do that. They normally lose the case, and we're left sad. And the only thing we see on the screen is Dick Wolf. And then we're like, what? It's over? That's why I hate his name, because the timing of it all. So when this woman comes in, she goes, I don't know him.
No,
and then he goes,
that whole building.
I know her. And he says, here's what broke my heart. So, because no one else died. They got hit with the head. It's fine. They are raped. That's tragic. Yes, I'm not downplaying the tragedy. I'm just saying it's every episode. Everybody gets raped. So now she gets raped, but she lost her husband.
Fiance,
whatever. Doesn't make a difference. So the dude's gone. Bam, right? Off the future. That's Jack.
Yeah.
She's Kate. See what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Everything comes back to This Is Us. So, because same network. So, here's what happens. He gives this build-up speech because he breaks her.
All those things. I remember
he said, you didn't do
your
that.
Your favorite movie.
Right? Then he goes, and you know how I knew your number? It's 555-0176. Look at me. Remember the phone number. And she's just sitting there like, oh my gosh. And she goes, and you, your inner witch came out, and you didn't even have the dignity to respond, and da-da-da-da-da. So you know you're feeling for him at that moment, like, yeah, that one thing, you better return your messages with people. So that's what I'm going to start doing. That's the lesson I took, return messages. Anywho, when she says to him, because she finally could compose herself, she goes, that's not my number.
No, yeah, that was
and that's
my
never
number.
Been my number. She goes, you called someone else. And she says, you ignorant, evil
bastard.
And in that moment, she couldn't even say it with, like she was trying to say it, like you're an idiot. But as she was saying it, she realizes the randomness of it all.
How she really lost everything.
Everything for no reason.
Yes.
And they never do that in this show. There's always this guy has this problem and he attacks that person. That's why he's living out some fantasy.
Yes.
They played this one out to grab your heart out.
Ugh.
She already lost the husband. And then they had, by the way, you know what would be really fun? Is it the last 2 seconds we take the floor from out from everybody and it was a mistake. I was like, are you kidding me?
I loved it even more because even he now had remorse. Like when that came back to him, he was just like, because now he realizes, she would have given me a chance.
She would have given me a chance. Right.
I knew her all this time, and I didn't remember that she would have been that kind of person.
Right. And I'm sorry. Doesn't a person's voice be on their voicemail?
No.
So you didn't know that that ain't her because it was that doggone automated one. You have reached the phone number of... People, put your voicemails on things. No more. That's another lesson. Don't let your automated voicemail be your voicemail. You put your voice on a voicemail so people know who it is. You say, this is Lucretia Stallings, next door, I'm 5'8", I'm 4'2", leave a message. And I will return your call, especially if it's about the prom. That moment, it was so tragic because I saw her... Futurist is broke. Her present is broke. Because now not only does she have to move past the rape, because she can't get over it,
yeah.
They can only move past. That was another powerful scene.
Yes.
And that's about all of our stuff in past. You really can't get over things. Trust me, I know. You can only move past the thing. But now she's dealing with that. And then it's all for no reason. It's all a randomness. So on top of all that, it's a triple unfair play that I didn't see coming. Sucker punched me to high heaven.
That brought the best episode from like a C to like a B plus.
Yeah, I gave that whole episode a B plus as well. That was phenomenal. That was worth the watch. This is the TiVo Mike Show.
If you love TV,
$405 and Libby.
If you love Jesus,
hallelujah.
We're going to love TiVo Mike. The TiVo Mike Show is a daily internet radio show that features the best of popular culture with a Christian point of view. TiVo Mike teaches you about Jesus and popular TV shows with the entertainment guru, Mike Warner. From The Walking Dead to The Big Bang Theory, you'll experience entertainment that fills your spirit. The TiVo Mike Show airs weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Or subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. Learn more at TiVoMike.com. That's TiVoMike.com.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back.
And I'm glad you are back because Entertainment Guru just said he just dropped some nuggets that you're going to want to hear right now. Introducing Entertainment Guru's Nuggets.
So I was thinking that whole episode with SVU, like you stalked this girl, you loved this girl, you knew everything about her, but you didn't know that had she gotten that message, she would have called back.
Right. And you know what proved it, and that proves that you're correct, is when he said your inner witch came out.
Because now you put
her with
everybody
there
else.
Was never a she witch. Never had a witch facade.
Exactly.
Which means it wasn't her.
Exactly.
Which means that should have. So say the thing about the heart and brain again.
So the heart will always take you places where you're not sure in motion, but your brain, your logic, the things that all the stuff you researched, you knew about her.
Right.
Told you who she was.
So your heart will take you places.
Emotionally. But don't let it pass up what you learn, the stuff you investigate, the research. You knew who she was. You knew everything about her. You didn't know she would have gotten that message. And she maybe would have said no, but
right.
She would have at least called you back.
Yeah, she would have returned the call because he wasn't mad about the potential answer. He was mad that you didn't even call. So she would have.
Yeah.
Again, that would have saved the teenage girl in Med, Fire,
yes.
PD.
And PD.
One of them.
PD.
She was in Chicago. I'm just going to start labeling everything Chicago. So the girl in Chicago, if she would have known, yeah, your heart can follow someone who doesn't have the same socioeconomic advantages as you, that's fine, wonderful, rah-rah, diversity, Democrat,
but what
awesome,
you really
liberal,
know about
great.
That person.
But intellectually, you just knew this guy's a killer.
Exactly.
And he kills people because he also thought of fake love. Fake news, okay? Whatever. And he probably voted for Trump twice, and which is illegal to do because Trump's only run once. So, anywho. Make sure at the end of the day tonight you tune in to figure out who the flip Bonnie killed.
Yes.
By cutting herself, quote unquote.
Jeez.
And maybe Oliver is helping her. Because remember, he's probably cleaning up somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Because where else would he be? Or no, I got it. She killed the boss guy.
The white guy.
Yeah, what's his?
Kaplan.
Thank you. Kaplan, the DA, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So
Oh, no. Cap, the DA's her boyfriend, right?
Yeah. So what's his name? Huh?
I think it's Marshall.
Thank you. So she killed Marshall, who's the boss, which is why she feels so sad, because that was her chance. And Connor, Oliver, is with the black guy. Because remember, jokingly, at the beginning, he goes, oh, that's,
oh.
I'm here because of my man. And he goes, oh, thanks. And he goes,
he did, yeah.
Behind you.
Yes, he did.
He's like, and what did he say? Something like, oh, I see it, or something. But that, so maybe they're like cheating or something. I don't know. I don't know where it could go.
Yeah.
Because Oliver's normally the straight-laced.
But he's
awfully
seeing different
pissed
sides of Oliver right now.
Yeah. So
we're seeing different
it's
sides.
It's going to be good. We're going to see. Plus, there's more Rick. Anyway, follow Jesus daily, not Sunday.
The T-Row Mike Show is produced by Michael Jefferson. Our soundboard operator is Mike Warner. And our theme music is by Eric Dano. Special thanks to Sharon Jefferson, Sandra Warner, Matthew Jefferson, Desiree Hidalgo, and Shanika Godine. That's it for TV Mike Show. I'm Mike Warner. See you tomorrow when we explore redeeming messages drawn from secular TV shows that are worthy of being watched.